Hello, Saints. Todd here with SafeguardYourSoul.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are so blessed to have these moments together in the Word of God. And remember, Saints, there's nothing happening on God's planet that is even remotely as important as the work of the gospel and feeding the sheep of Jesus Christ, for whom he died to save, so that they can grow in grace, they can be edified, they can be equipped for the work of the ministry according to the scriptures. And let me just guarantee you this one thing: by the grace of God, this outreach will continue to unapologetically endeavor to preach the whole of the Word of God, regardless of who gets offended or not, in Jesus' name. And please remember that your prayers and support are vital to this operation. Thank you.
Whatever we choose to give the Lord, the first portion out of what he gives us, it should not be because we want to get something back from him or we're expecting something back from him because we gave, but rather out of gratitude and worship that he gave us every bit of what we got. Think about it. We should be giving to the Lord because of what he gives us. Out of what he gives us, we give him. According to 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 14, the Bible says, "Of thine own have we given thee, and that all things come of thee, and of thine own have we given thee." All things come of thee. Everything that we receive comes of God. "And of thine own have we given thee." 1 Chronicles 29:14. Just a little word about worship. Worshiping God with the time and our talents and everything we have, our treasures. Putting God first in those things will give you a clear conscience, and it'll be following the principles and the truths of the Word of God. And you can't go wrong. You can only go in the right direction and have the blessing of the Lord upon you as you give you time, talents, and treasures, the first portion of them, to the Lord. Does the word of the Lord not say to honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase? So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy vats will burst out with new wine. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 and 10. God bless you, friend.
Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month. And your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site. And you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so. And a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among his people and through his beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together, in the words of Revelation 22, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Amen.